So full transparency is essential when engaging with a community. It requires open communication with community members in terms of the conservation goals and purposes, in terms of why certain choices are made, and also what effects those choices might be. And so this means also not withholding any information about any uncertainties or weaknesses that could be linked with any of those choices. It also really means that community members should be fully involved in making any choices, either around the conservation intervention itself, or for example, the hiring of local staff. And they should really be given every opportunity possible to be able to communicate back to conservationists whenever is suitable for them, in case they want to clarify or if they're concerned about any aspect of the conservation programme or intervention. Transparency therefore requires, but also really builds trust between conservationists and community members. Now, questions that we might and actually should ask ourselves in terms of transparency are, have we been clear in disclosing and communicating our conservation goals, including the purpose and possible effects? And are we communicating that regularly and with all community members, not just those directly affected by the interventions? Are we really transparent in making any of the choices that we make? For example, identifying any households for a pilot intervention or hiring community members as programme staff? Are we really communicating with the community as a whole, or is our interaction really limited to a set of either local leaders or influential members of the community or just local programme coordinators? And the reason why we need to ask ourselves these questions is because the manner in the way in which we disclose information or withhold it, worse, will affect our long-term relations with our partner communities. Now, the issue of transparency is very much intertwined with the principles of beneficence and non-malfeasance. So in other words, all our efforts are aimed at benefiting the community and not to cause harm to them in any way. Benefits of transparency are numerous, but they would include improving the livelihoods of local communities, empowering them to take action themselves in a positive way for conservation, and also reducing the negative impacts of conflicts with wildlife. Now, what we mean in terms of causing no harm in this regard is really not causing any sort of unhealthy competition or deepening any existing divisions within the community. Also not harming local culture, but also not giving in to any sort of unreasonable requests or demands, or even setting unrealistic expectations. So the interventions that are developed really have the potential to cause divisions within the community if they're not carried out with full transparency. It's important to note at this point that communities might and often do have their own systems of decision making, and often, not always, but often these systems are equitable. Now, it helps to use these existing systems rather than creating new structures that might not actually fit with the local culture. And using those existing systems might actually help ensure that decisions are transparent and inclusive as well. So interventions and the way in which they're developed and implemented with the local staff have to be designed, bearing all these points in mind.